Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Departing from the Halloween theme, Micah's Monday playlist includes, from Footloose, Denise Williams. Let's hear it for the boy.
My baby, he don't have a little wild card. Me.
All right.
He
ain't got much to say.
This song's terrifying.
But he loves me, loves, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway.
What's this, late 80s?
Yeah, maybe mid.
And
okay.
Maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really. Every time he pulls me in, I just want to cheer. Let's hear for the boy.
Let's give the boy a
hand.
Let's hear for my baby. You know you gotta understand. Oh,
baby, he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one man show. Oh, oh, oh.
When Kevin Bacon's character was teaching Christopher Penn's character how to dance.
Man.
Chris Penn. You always forget that he was in Footloose, that big galoot.
You know, we always talk about how the 80 movies were so great.
Yeah.
But it was the music and the soundtracks that like equally just,
Just set the life. Tone.
Yeah.
When I was at the Millennial Party on Friday night and they had the 80s playlist playing, they had Pandora, but they're like me. They didn't want to pay for Pandora so you get the ads. Mm-hmm. There was an ad and I said, the next 80s song we're going to hear is going to be Tainted Love,
mm-mm,
Girls Just Want to Have Fun, or Hungry Like the Wolf. They come back from a commercial, Hungry Like the Wolf. She's like, how did you do that? Are you some sort of warlock?
Oh, wow.
Two songs later, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
You had them in the palm of your hand, man.
She said, Old Man Magic.
I never felt old the entire party, not one time. They did a great job. They were all very disarming, very super awesome people, and felt very fortunate.
You
to
should
there.
Have faked a heart attack
old.
In the middle of the party.
See you later, kids.
You're young and spry.
I guess so. Young at heart, anyway, and had a great time. And
spry is all
I'm not
used
spry.
To describe old guys who still go to get out of the house.
No.
Yeah, spry. You would not say I was spry if you could see my hip. For some reason, after Universal,
overworked
my hip
it.
The next day was.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because your theme park walk.
Yeah.
I was like running. You took the stairs, or no? You took the escalator. But I didn't know that you were going to start sprinting, and I took the regular stairs. You were 100 yards ahead of me.
That's how I knew you were feeling rough later in the evening at Universal, because I could keep up with you. That's how I knew you were fading. I was like, oh, he's walking
fast.
He's walking at a normal human being's pace now.
I wanted to go back out, but man, we got done with dinner and I laid in bed for a second and I was just
me too.
Done.
Can't lay down.
Done. We had a great group, too. It was us. It was our friend Jim Rat Steph. She was great. My buddy Jerry, who's crazy as hell.
Yeah,
we didn't get the full Jerry experience, though. Like, the Jerry that you guys saw, that's Jerry at about 35%. He's normally way off the chain. Like,
what do you mean by way off the chain?
Like, you guys would be like, is this guy for real?
He's like life of the party, though. It's like fun.
Oh, yeah. Fun yet exhausting.
I respect his hustle.
Well, you guys saw him try to get on try to get on rides when he didn't have the fast pass. That's what he does.
But keep in mind, this is also the guy you talked about this on the air. I've been out to eat with this guy before. He talked to the manager and I think got like $250 taken off our bill. Like
our bill went from $410.
What did he say?
To $170.
I have no idea.
He knows how to work those angles.
Yeah, he's
Jerry. And is he ever something special? Thanks again to Bob and everybody. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention this on the broadcast, and I feel really bad. They brought Jerrica into screen phone calls for us. We took half of one phone call, and then we never took another phone call.
Oh, that's right.
So thanks to Jerrica for helping us out.
And she recorded the show and sent it over to us and did some stuff on social media. So, yeah, shout
thanks,
out
Jerrica.
To her.
Big time shout out. You were great for us, and thank you so much. And, you know, the young lady seems, you know, she gets it. You know, She says she has feelings, but she knows where I am. I'm not going to be in a relationship for a while.
Oh, this young lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You made it totally seem like you were talking about Jerrica.
So I'm like, yeah,
oh, I'm
she
sorry.
Does get it.
Jerrica
gets it,
yeah. No, the young lady from the party. No, she gets it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, I think if she could have a choice, from what she tells me, she'd like to be moving towards a relationship.
But that gives you a better way of knowing where she's coming from. You know how to manage the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I want somebody to like me, obviously, but I just don't want somebody to, like, expect me to be in a relationship.
Well, she's 28. If she's hanging out with a guy,
old guy.
When you're not old, well, young old. And spry. Yeah. She may be working towards having a serious relationship.
And I'm not sure if you know it, Drew, but when you say she gets it, it really sounds like you're trying to talk yourself into believing
that,
not us.
Yeah, no, I am. Yeah. I totally am. I'm transparent about that. I'm trying to convince myself as well as you guys. We'll have the commission to talk some Bucks football. I guess he's acting like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season and not showing up. 727-579-1025. What is your name, sir or ma'am?
Finally, it's John.
Oh yeah,
finally,
that's not going to work.
No, you came in and just hung up on me, but I patiently waited to tell you that you need to name your dog. You do us all a disservice if you didn't name a D.
Finally, this guy says. We put him on the air and he says, finally. Like, not thanks for putting me on, Drew. Not thank you for having me on your radio program here.
Thank you for having me on your radio.
Grateful for this opportunity. The guy gives me a finally. Finally.
Thank you, sir.
Finally. You're all talking about this boring crap. Finally.
Did you name your dog D?
Finally. You get to my radio. Somebody's forcing me to stay on this damn hold line for so long to talk to you. You finally get to me.
Could you name it D?
Huh?
Could you name your dog D?
No. My mom's name is D. Okay. I'm not going to name a dog after my mom. That's rude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Drew's been through a relationship on a dog based on a dog with no name.
Okay.
Was that a...
What? What'd you say?
I think it was supposed to be funny.
Oh. Was it? Was that supposed to be funny?
It was a song. Isn't there a song?
Horse with no name. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't understand your reference. I mean, it's not a relationship. It's my baby mama's chihuahua. We have a relationship because we have a child together.
I know. What's its name?
What?
What's its name?
Who? The child?
Yeah.
Get out of here. Scram. On the first part, it's a fine song. Which will not be besmirched by that loser. All the life.
Isn't this song about him going through an acid trip?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
Oh, first part of the journey, it might be. You guys see the stuff about Kathy Griffin and Andy Cohen, that they used to be friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they used to be friends, and now Andy, after she sold out Anderson Cooper for some reason, he's close to Anderson Cooper, obviously.
Right. They're on a tour together.
Yeah. So a TMZ reporter shoved a mic in his face, and they asked Andy Cohen about Kathy Griffin, and he said, I don't know her.
And they used to be best friends.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he said, I don't know her. Then not only were they best friends, she's been on his show as a guest twice, and he actually produced her show, My Life on the D-List. So she is saying in a 17-minute rant that he offered her cocaine before she appeared on his show.
I've actually done Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen twice in the, I think, 10 years it's been on. I've never said this before, obviously, but both times I did the show, right before we went live, Andy Cohen privately asked me in an office in Embassy Row, which is the production company that does that show, if I wanted to do blow. All right, I've never had a drink in my life. You guys know I'm no prude, but I'm like kind of a straight edge. I thought he was kidding the first time. Just so you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Seth Meyers has never asked me to do blow before going on the show. No one from The View has ever asked me to do blow before a show, so I was hoping he was kidding. The second time I do the show, same thing. So once again, we're alone in an office in Embassy Row, and he's like, you wanna do some coke? And I'm thinking, he's serious. Like, so I know trust me, he's gonna say he was kidding and everything. No, he was asking me to do cocaine with him. And that's why I don't do that show. I thought that was weird. And I don't know why he gets away with that.
She is the worst.
She's awful.
What's the big deal?
Oh, my gosh.
Say no.
Yeah. And that's like, is that supposed to ruin Andy Cohen? Because she's the worst.
Yeah. So weird, right?
Just accept the fact that your terrible career is over and you will never be anything ever again and move on.
Well, and the fact that Andy Cohen has replaced her in the only gig she's really known for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Andy Cohen had a weird response. He said that he didn't give her coke because he's a weed guy.
Oh.
You can be a weed guy and still offer someone else coke to be on your show. I don't believe him. I think he probably did offer it.
I mean,
but why sell him out?
But I love Andy Cohen, and if he offered her coke, like I personally don't look down on him for that.
There's some hardcore falling out here that we aren't even hearing the details of.
Right.
There's a lot of spitefulness in her, and just,
that's for sure. She's a broken person. She is a broken person.
I'm glad Anderson Cooper ain't got caught up in this.
727-579-1025. What's up, Linda? Maybe you're not Linda. Hello? Who are you?
Sean.
Hi, Sean. What's up? What'd you do with Linda?
Can I offer a suggestion for the dog's name?
No, I'm full of those. All right, go ahead.
Doggy McDogface.
Okay. 727-579-1025.
Should have taken that day.
800-771-1025. Kim, what's up? Welcome to Drew Grabo Live.
Hey, Drew Garavo, how are you?
Certainly not Kim. Who are you?
Hello.
Hey, Drew Garavo, how are you, Drew Garavo?
Who's
I just
that?
Had my 32nd birthday yesterday, Drew Garavo. Can you believe that?
Well, happy belated birthday to you, Jacob, two times. Woo!
Oh, man. You know, if I hadn't heard from all day yesterday, I hadn't heard from Nikki. How is Nikki doing? Is Nikki doing okay?
Oh, she's all right. She lost her gig in Chicago. She's staying up there trying to find a job. I'm doing what I can to kind of put her in contact with some contacts that I have up there. And, she's a great girl. She's going to do what's the right thing for her to do for the next stage of her career.
Did she lose her job up there?
She did.
Hey, Jacob, I heard a rumor that they might let Nikki come back, but they're going to have to get rid of either me or Micah. So who should go? We know how much you love Nikki.
That's true. We got to get rid of John Senning or Micah Rotunda to bring Nikki back. So who should go?
Your call.
Oh, man. Well, I don't want to. Well, I want to say, John, you're doing an awesome job.
Awesome.
Micah, you are doing an awesome, awesome job. I appreciated your help, but, I don't know.
You appreciated her help. That means, like, you appreciated it. Like,
Jacob, did you just get rid of me?
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, man.
Not that again, Micah. So, Micah, listen, Micah, if they do let you go, Micah, listen, Micah, oh, will you stay in contact with me?
Oh, yeah, she definitely will. She'll she's obviously the odd man out here. No, we'll really
Jacob, you want
saying,
John?
I'm just saying.
Oh. You want John to stay and Micah to go?
Wow.
Oh, Well, like I said, I don't run the station, though, but I can give my opinion on.
Sure, no, that's all we want.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
All we want is your opinion, Jacob. And your opinion is you have to pick two out of the three, Nikki, Micah, or John Senning. Two of them get to stay on the show. One of them gets to go. Who's the odd person out?
Well, I would be so happy to have Nikki come back, but Micah, listen, Micah, you did an awesome job.
You did an awesome job.
It was nice knowing you, Mike. I'll see you later.
Oh, my God. How have you not managed to buy? He likes every woman. Like, he likes every woman more than he likes any man. And, wow.
So he's picking Nikki over Micah. Okay.
That's a heel turn. Wow.
Mm.
Hey, guess what? You want to hear what I got for my birthday, Drew Grabo?
Sure.
Sorry, Micah.
I'll miss you.
I got a special bear yesterday.
Hold on, Jacob. I got to ask Micah to leave the room since she's not a part of the show anymore. I don't even want to look at her while you're on the phone. So, Micah, if you just pound sand, Jacob doesn't want you here anymore. I thought we had a special bond working, but...
I'm fine. See you later, Jacob. I'll talk to you. There she goes.
Bye. Bye, Mike. I'm sorry. Jacob hates you so much.
Bye, Micah.
Best of luck in your future endeavors. I'll write you a letter of recommendation. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
She looks so sad.
Oh, Micah, don't cry. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's crying. Oh.
A lot.
Oh, man. Well, listen. I sure would love to tell you what I got for my birthday. Let's see here. I got waffles and bacon, and later on.
Oh, that was Micah's favorite. Used to be.
Used to be. Yeah, she's gone
Micah.
Now.
Yeah, I remember Micah.
She had a good run.
Oh. She's walking her car, Jacob. We can see her out of the window. She's walking real slow.
Dejected.
Oh, man.
Head slung low. She's kicking
I
rocks.
I'd love to have Nikki back, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Micah's smoking. Oh, she's so despondent that she's... You.
Oh, man. If Nikki was up in there, she would have her.
Wait a minute. I think I see Nikki driving up to Micah in the parking lot.
Oh, look.
They're talking. Oh, wait. Nikki just pushed Micah.
Oh, no. Oh. Shit, get out my spot, bitch. That's mine now.
Oh, they're fighting in the parking lot.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nikki took Micah's cigarette and she's burning her with it.
Oh, my God. In the eye.
And now she's smoking it.
In the retina.
You're so funny, guys.
Poor Micah.
Micah. God, she busted her ass.
She's so great.
She did everything that we asked her to do, and boy, I tell you, Jacob just threw her under the bus. First opportunity.
I almost feel bad for asking the question.
Man,
I
mean, Jacob would be good in management. He can make those tough decisions.
Yeah, Jacob, we didn't want to let Micah go because we love her and we value her contributions, but you had no problem whatsoever cutting her right out of the show over Nikki and John Senning.
Great job, Jacob. Great job.
Thanks for making those tough decisions that don't need to be made.
It's like you forgot that Nikki just up and left us, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that Micah's ride or die.
Yeah. Well, I sure would love to have her back on the show. By the way, how is she doing? I hadn't heard from her in like a whole year coming up, you know?
A whole year?
I think she's all right. Yeah. She seems like she's okay. We text every once in a while. I keep her informed as to what's going on in my life. Find out what's going on.
Man, well, here I was excited that she would get that job, and now here we go again.
Here we go again.
She said you didn't call her enough, Jacob.
Yeah, she said if you had called their show more often, she might still be on the air there.
Oh man. Well, Drew Grabo, later on in the day, Drew Grabo, I got a special bear from Ashley, and guess what?
What?
And this gift is really special to me because my friend is on it that I decided to name it after my friend because she's on it. You know, it's a girl bear now, and it's named after my friend, Ashley, you know, because she's on it.
All right. Well, listen, Jacob, we got to run, and thank you very much for checking in, okay?
Okay. Hey, listen. Where is my friend Mike at? I want to make sure she stays in contact with me now, you know?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you booted her off the show, so don't expect her to be thrilled to talk to you. I mean, you basically kicked her off the show so you could get Nikki back and John Senning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not happy with you. She just sent me a text message, and I mean,
it's all crying emojis.
Crying emojis. Yeah. I thought Jacob loved me. I've been nothing but nice to Jacob. Why did he do this to me?
I just got one. I'm face down in a pint of Ben and Jerry's, smoking crack.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And I'm having sex. Oh my god, she's turning to sex to drown her problems.
Sex and crack.
Oh,
please bring gin now.
Oh no, sex, crack, ice cream, and gin.
Thanks a lot, Jacob.
Oh man. And last night I went to dinner to Jesse's Steakhouse, Drew Garabo, for my birthday.
Did you get that bacon cheeseburger?
He loves the bacon cheeseburger at Jesse's.
So yeah, the cheddar bacon cheeseburger. Yep.
That's what you got?
Cheddar bacon cheeseburger. Dinner again.
You're going to the same place getting the same thing?
So heartless.
Wow.
No. I'm going to the, I'm going to the Cheesecake Factory tonight.
Oh, well, then you're going to eat healthy there, right?
Not if it's my birthday.
No, you don't have to eat healthy on
your birthday. Come on, man. Three slices of cheesecake.
Oh, man. What are you going to have?
Come on, man. Cheesecake. Okay.
Oh, a cheesecake appetizer.
Well, I'll call Micah back and see if she's okay or not.
This is that Jesse's place. They have a commercial running right now.
Jesse's is the place. Yeah, Jacob loves to get a bacon double cheeseburger. He kicked Micah off the show instead of Nikki or John. She's crying in her car, too bad she's already gone. Micah's crying in her parking lot, cause Jacob kicked her off the show and she's nothing nice to him. And Micah's had her date.
Her dreams dashed. You dashed her dreams, Jacob.
And he doesn't seem to mind either.
No, he doesn't,
Jacob,
man.
Could you please tell Micah that you appreciate her and you value her and you want her on our show?
I appreciate you, Micah. I value you, Micah, and I want you on the show, Micah. Come on, Micah.
Come on, Micah.
Come on, Micah.
Could be a mean.
That was worse than Kevin Spacey's apology.
You know what?
What?
You know what I want you to do? I want you to yell at Micah for being so mean to me. If you love me, you would yell at Micah. Come on.
for being mean to you?
What is this?
Micah?
Yep.
Hold on. We have Missy who has a question for you. Missy, you have a question for J2X?
It's a turn on the turn.
Yeah, but he answered my question. I wanted to know if he had bacon for dinner like he did for breakfast and lunch on his birthday.
Yeah, a lot of bacon. A lot of bacon.
Yes, I did. Is that my sweet Micah in there?
No, it's Missy.
Missy.
Hey, Missy, how are you?
On to the next.
I'm good.
Not even a second thought. All right. Thank you, Missy. I appreciate it. And
We love Micah.
We definitely do, except for Jacob. We all love Micah. But
Oh, man. Come on, man. Oh, well. I'll call Micah back and see if she's doing okay.
But you fired her.
You just wanted Drew to yell at her.
Yeah, you fired Micah. Like, why are you going to check and see if she's okay?
Right? Yeah, I know, right? Come back, Nikki. The job's all yours now.
I don't know who this is, but this is definitely not Jacob two times. But all right, thank you, Jacob. Take it easy, buddy.
Man.
That was heartbreaking.
He just kept turning.
Dude, Jacob just does things every now and again that just like make you question everything.
Thanks, John.
That was one of them. I thought it would be a fun little playful thing. I didn't know he was going to.
No, I got kicked off.
I didn't know he was going
to
do a full.
He doesn't have the power to kick you off. We do, and you're staying right there.
He kicked you off, then he wanted us to check on you. Right. Then he wanted Drew to yell at you.
He's conflicted.
He's very conflicted with his feelings for you.
I love her, but I want her gone, and I want Nikki.
Then he gave the job to Nikki.
Right. Just took Nikki back like that.
Oh, wow.
Nikki, he hasn't talked to Nikki in a year.
He had a real strong bond with Nikki.
Well, the thing is that every phone screener ever, all he ever wanted was for us to burn him CDs. And Nikki was the only one who actually ever did that.
That is true. But it took a while to get him off of Kayla.
Right. Yeah.
And then he latched on to Nikki. Oh, man.
So another couple of years and he'll probably latch on to you, Micah.
Burn those CDs.
Just in the meantime.
You got to burn those CDs. Okay.
Meantime. All right. So, Kamish going to be with us when we come back?
Yes.
All right. The Justin Pulaski will help us make sense and tell us if there's any point in rooting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I just want just a little bit of hope.
That's
man.
It. That's just all we're looking
hope,
for.
Just give me some hope, Justin.
A shred of hope in this universe of Buccaneer darkness. Next with Justin Pulaski. I want to welcome Safe Touch to the show. Safe Touch, keeping you safe. Your Safe Touch system in your house is always on. Other security companies will try to get you to add on all the bells and whistles to jack up the price. Safe Touch offers a complete new system with monitoring for as low as $29.95 a month. That's $29.95 a month. You can add as little or as many options as you want, but you don't have to pay more than $50 a month to get a great system with SafeTouch. They still exceed all other monitoring systems available. Proactive, not reactive. As I said, they are always on. Other systems are not. That is why SafeTouch offers a 45-second guaranteed response, with their average response time being 8 to 11 seconds. If you're still using a landline for your security system, it's time you get with the current technology and call SafeTouch. For only $29.95 a month, you can update your security system with a free smartphone app so you can access all of your security features with your mobile device. You can monitor your kids, contractors, cleaning crews, house or pet sitters, set up recordings to see who accessed the liquor cabinet or who went through the pool gate. See who's at the front door or who's coming up the driveway. Find out when that delivery truck arrived. Check in on your vacation home. All with SafeTouch. Call 813-626-7000. That's 813-626-7000 or go online to safetouch.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.